You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy collides with real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. I mentioned assessing where we are economically. It was the first question we ever asked you. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And to be fair, we stole the line from Ronald Reagan. But it's a good framework for thinking about your economic life, especially as we enter the election year in earnest. Plus, how we feel about our personal economies can have a big impact on how we vote. We were inundated with responses. There were people like Hans Mulders in Washington who gave us an unequivocal yes, because before was rough.
So in January or February 2010, right at the height of the downturn, I was a general manager of a large hotel on the shore of New Jersey, and business went completely downhill. I mean, we were down at one point in time 50% of previous year revenues, so really catastrophic. We had to do some horrible things, and the way that I was asked to do them was very unpalatable to me.
Like letting people go?
Yeah. And Listen, a business has to survive, so I get that. But it's only the lowest paid employees that pay the price for these downturns. It's never anything is asked of managers. It just is against everything that I believe in. And I went home, said to my wife, look, I'm done. I can't be an employee anymore. I just can't do it. And we took every nickel that we ever saved in our lives, which was a pretty substantial sum, and plunked it into buying a hotel in Leavenworth, Washington. By total happenstance, by the way, we ended up here. And have never looked back. I mean, it's been unbelievable. I'm like, why didn't I do this 20 years ago?
You took a huge risk doing this.
Yes.
What did it take to do that?
You know, I mean, I walked away from a $175,000 a year job. I just couldn't stomach it anymore. You know, there comes a point in your life where you say, ultimately, what am I willing to give up if this doesn't go the way I hope it goes? And I was willing to give up a lot. I was willing to lose it all. Like, really, that's how fed up I was with the way that we were asked to do things. You know, to me, my employees are what drives my business. And I'm an independent hotel, you know, no name, no brand, no nothing. And we're running more than 70% occupancy every year. It is about the people, and big companies, they're completely obtuse to it, especially corporate office folks, sadly to say.
Hans Mulders, thank you so much for talking with us.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Lizzie.
Then people like Ellen Johnson. She owns a women's clothing store in Plymouth, Massachusetts, and online shopping and cheap imported items have really hurt her business.
The bottom line is people shop price point. That's been my experience. And, you know, when you have an item that's been imported that they can buy for, you know, $24.99, and then you show them another item that's made in America at $59.99, 9 times out of 10, they go for the less expensive item.
When you think about maybe the next 4 years coming up, do you feel optimistic?
Well, I think that depends how the election goes, to tell you the truth. You know, the middle class is what moves my business. They're the people who shop in my store. And they're the people who are really in my community who support my business. And if they're strong, then I'll be strong. If they're not strong, then I'm not going to be strong. So I'm relying on that.
You know, the internet and overseas manufacturing aren't going away. So what do you think about your business in the next few years?
Quite honestly, I don't think I will be in business in the next 5 years.
Wow. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's just such a struggle, you know. I employ people and, you know, I feel responsible to them. And that's why I keep trying to go and go and go. But I think it's going to come to a point where I won't be able to do it anymore. Don't get me wrong. I'm doing everything I can to hopefully turn it around so that doesn't come true. But, you know, I also want to be realistic, big picture, about what I see happening to the small retailers.
Yeah. Ellen Johnson, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thanks, Lizzie. Take care.
And last, Renee Anise in Florida. She's uncertain, better, but not great. The future is scary. So that whole better off thing?
I'm on the fence, Lizzie. I'm really on the fence. I went back to school. I finished up my master's degree in business. And because I was just anticipating, you know, all of these blessings from heaven to drop from the sky. And they haven't dropped from the sky yet for me. So I'm kind of getting leery. I'm getting nervous about what's going to happen. You know, who's going to be the president? You know, what's going to happen with jobs and all of that.
When you take stock of your life, what are the things that you think about the most when you're trying to figure out if you're doing better or worse?
Well, I'm looking at my bank account and I'm looking at my car that I'm driving. I'm looking at if I'm able to take my family out to dinner. So right now I'm driving a 2005 Dodge Durango and it just hit 250,000 miles. So that's how I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I'm not able to go out and get that new BMW that I wanted to get or Mercedes that I wanted to get that I thought that I would have at this time in my life. And I'm honestly a little disappointed. Here I am. I'm a black female and I was taught that if you work hard and you really study in school and you live a decent life and you do right by people, that it's all going to pay off. And I just expected a little bit different payoff. I'll just put it that way.
Do you feel like someone or something didn't hold up its end of the bargain?
Well, yes. I feel like our society is failing a lot of people.
Is there anything that does keep you hopeful about the next, I don't know, year, 5 years?
Well, I'm just going to try to keep it as positive as I can. I continue to be a role model for kids at my church, my own family, and try to give back. That's the thing, just try to give back.
Renee, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
We got so many incredible responses that we made a special digital collection of your answers. You can hear them at marketplaceweekend.org and add your experience because next week we're sticking with this question. So are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Come tell us why or why not. Talk about your personal economy in this election year at marketplaceweekend.org, on Marketplace's Facebook page, or you can call us 1-800-648-5114.